Blessing lost. Are you losing your blessing? By Barry Bennett. I seldom see this discussed, but what if our abundant life in Christ is leaking out through our unguarded hearts? Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. How might we be losing God's best in our lives? I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. Psalm 101:3. I decided to watch a movie the other night, and after less than 5 minutes, my spirit was grieved. There was immediately a scene of cruelty, and I had to turn it off. Violence, lust, and cruelty have become the normal dish served by Hollywood. How much is this impacting our spirits and stealing our faith? Abhor what is evil. Cling to that which is good. Romans 12:9. What we allow into our eyes, ears, and hearts has much to do with how sensitive we can be to God and how genuinely we can stand in faith. James makes it quite clear when he admonishes the double-minded to purify their hearts, James 4:8. James declared in chapter 1 that the double-minded man will receive nothing from the Lord, James 1:5-8. Are we losing our inheritance due to what we allow into our eyes, ears, and hearts? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Psalm 1:1-3. Entertainment that is vulgar, lustful, violent, and full of fear cannot edify you in faith. A prosperous heart and a healthy life require pure spiritual nourishment. Many are suffering because they value what the world values and not what God values. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Philippians 4:8.